It may only be a one-hour jaunt north of Minneapolis, but Pine City, Minnesota is decidedly a rural community, and one of only two rural communities in the entire nation to host a gay pride festival, like the one Don Quaintance and his friends in the Men's Circle group helped to first organize 8 years ago.
The East Central Minnesota Men's Circle, we were together 5 years, and then decided to have a little picnic, and at that time thought, well, why don't we invite the whole GLBT community? And we did.
Held the first Sunday each June, the East Central Gay Pride Festival drew several hundred people earlier this month and featured the staples of any Minnesota outdoor festival, including plenty of food, music, and the occasional beaver pelt.
But there's a wide range of people, the alpacas.
But the stigma of being openly gay in a small community still weighs heavily on some, as Nathan Johnson, another Men's Circle member and city planner for Pine City, explains.
This year in particular, I met a gal who came out to the Pride event who graduated from Pine City High School. And this was her first year. She built up the courage to be able to come out to it. But she, you know, saw me, she recognized me, and she said, "You didn't see me here, you saw me at Walmart." And so you realize that there is still that stigma.
If you want to learn more about this or other arts and cultural stories in the Twin Cities, tune in to Culture Q, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m. on Radio K, or go online to RadioK.org. For Culture Q, I'm Mark Sheely. Support for this program comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.